G'day, this is Nerky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The following is the second excerpt from this week's show, March the 4th, titled The Conspiracy Hour for nettalkradio.co.uk. This segment is titled The Totalitarian Tiptoe and features regularly in my show. This is the second show I've done for nettalkradio.co.uk and hopefully we'll continue to do more in the future. Enjoy. The Totalitarian Tiptoe, which is the segment of the show where I go into articles and events relating to the totalitarian tiptoe, which is the inevitable encroachment upon civil liberties, freedoms and rights by the group of people that want to control the world, also known as the Illuminati, the Freemasons, etc. Now, an article I found at chinadaily.com.cn, well, actually, David Icke's resources found it. His website is davidicke.com/headlines.php for some of the best weird world headlines that you can find in the week. But the one at chinadaily.com.cn is titled, Here's Something to Chew On, ID in Teeth. It's about a man called Patrick Thevisson, a forensic odontologist at the Catholic University of Leuven in Belgium, who has designed an RFID tag to implant into teeth, which is supposedly to identify bodies in terrorist attacks, disasters, and other major incidents where you can't identify the body by using the face. Patrick claims that he wants to store the RFID tag in the tooth because it's the strongest and longest-lived body part. Now, for those of you that have listened to my podcast at AboveTopSecret.com and listened to the radio show last week, know that I wholly oppose the use of RFID tags in human beings. I don't like being barcoded, and the Illuminati can piss off. Aside from the more obvious reasons of opposing the RFID tags, in that privacy issues will be raised, I believe that eventually the RFID tags and microchips that we get implanted with can eventually be used with a global grid of wireless communications to control our minds completely wirelessly, without using the HARP technology to control our emotions and our hypothalamuses. They can use the microchips to control our minds and have us as a subservient slave population to the inevitable totalitarian tiptoe part of the world. And for those of us who are redundant human beings and don't have RFID tags yet, we won't be considered for medical insurance or government positions in public sectors and other jobs that require you to have an RFID tag to get those positions. We will eventually be excluded from society as it becomes social policy to have an RFID tag for the majority of jobs and positions, and even access into places such as nightclubs and bars where you will need an RFID tag in order to get a tab at the bar. And since there won't be much in the way of cash in the future, we will be inevitably moving to a cashless society, and since credit cards can easily be stolen, forged, and skimmed, the next option is to use those RFID tags. Now, if you don't use cash, and you don't want to be scanned for DNA to connect you to the database, the option is to use an RFID tag. If you don't have an RFID tag, you're fucked. You won't be able to buy in a lot of major retail chains, such as Walmart, and you won't be able to get insurance, because without that prerequisite RFID tag, you won't be able to connect to the database as quickly, and the people that come to help you, usually cops, firemen, ambulances, won't be able to identify who you are or even identify your body, so you won't be in the system as everybody else will be, and they'll refuse you service because you'll become a liability and a waste of time and resources. Good old RFID tags, we love them. So in summary for this article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe, I oppose RFID tags. And a scientist called, or a forensic odontologist called Patrick Thevisson has designed an RFID tag to implant into teeth to more readily and easily identify bodies in terrorist attacks and disasters. I oppose RFID tags. You should too. If you want a bit more information on RFID tags, go to Google and search for The Very Chip. Also go to davidicke.com and prisonplanet.com and look for information on The Very Chip there. It's also known to some as the Mark of the Beast, but to me, the Very Chip has no religious significance whatsoever. Now, the next article I found for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show, The Conspiracy Hour, with your host Nurky, the Token Crazy Australian, is titled US Congress Grills Internet Execs on China Policies. It was at today.reuters.com. And it's about Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft's poor records in China and the rest of the world when it comes to censoring and filtering information that goes through their websites and services. A quote from the Reuters website is, "Paris-based Reporters Without Borders, an advocacy group for journalists, said Yahoo provided electronic records to Chinese authorities that led to an 8-year prison sentence for writer Li Zi in 2003. In September, Yahoo was accused of helping Chinese authorities identify Xi Tao, who was accused of leaking state secrets abroad and was sentenced last April to 10 years in prison. Google came under fire last month for bowing to Chinese pressure to block politically sensitive terms on its new Chinese site. Microsoft has also angered human rights activists by blocking the blog of a critic of the Beijing government." Now, this website is about a new law that they're trying to pass in Congress to make it illegal for American technology corporations to filter content in foreign nations. So these things that Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft have been doing will actually be considered illegal under American federal law. Now, despite the fact that the corporations control the world and that there's no such thing as nation states anymore, why are the American government playing the card against Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft? Do they have a death wish? Or is there some ulterior motive that relates to the totalitarian tiptoe of inevitable global control by the few that want to control the rest of us? Why would they be passing these laws? They would have to have something to benefit from this. Major blue chip and tech firms are major lobbyists for Congress and the congressmen. There is no way in hell that they would be able to pass a law like this without having some repercussions from the lobbyists. How would they get through the firewalls and the complaints that all the lobbyists would be having in relation to this new tech law stating that American tech corporations can't filter content in foreign nations? You know what I think it would be? I think it would be the governments trying to distance themselves from the corporation. But both sides of the field are being played by the same people hiding behind the shadows of the world governments. They would be trying to increase the power of the corporations and make them separate from the governments. On the forefront of the argument, the government itself has nothing to benefit from this. However, separating the corporation control of the governments because of the repercussions of bringing out this new technology laws will make the corporations seem separate entities to the government in the eye of the population. Therefore, they will be gaining more support. The government will not be seen as a corporation-controlled entity and will be seen in a more positive light by the general population. And because the corporations won't be seen as being wanting to control the government, the people will give more support to those corporations because they do not believe that their lives will be controlled by the corporations. However, I would like to state that both the corporations and the governments are being controlled by the same people living in the shadows, hiding in their own little holes, the rest of the world being controlled by them, and we're none the wiser. However, I am the wiser, so is David Icke, and a hell of a lot of other people in the world. We're waking up to this bullshit, and we're growing up and seeing that the corporations and governments, however far they want to try to distance themselves in the public eye, we know they're being controlled by the same people, so just give up the facade. Do-do-dum. And now, continuing the totalitarian tiptoe segment of his show is Nurky the Token Crazy Australian, with his show The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, Saturdays 8 to 9 p.m. GMT, or for those of you living in the southeast part of Australia, i.e. Victoria, New South Wales, 7 to 8 a.m. Sundays. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the reactions to the Muhammad cartoons that have been in the news lately and Holocaust remembrance. This does relate to the totalitarian tiptoe part of the show. Has anyone else noticed a trend of the pictures and videos that were shown of these supposed Muslims cracking the shits about the Muhammad cartoons that were printed in the Danish newspaper a few months ago and that other nations have been showing? They're being shown as barbaric and animalistic. And, oh my God, those crazy Muslims, what are they doing? Why are they rebelling? Why are they trying to kill people? Oh my God, I'm so scared. Well, you may wonder why it's happening. It's all part of the Illuminati's plan of divide and conquer to eventually control us. It is exactly like the Orwellian state in claiming that the Holocaust should be remembered by everyone throughout the world. And by that Holocaust, I mean the Jewish Holocaust of World War II. And just for a note, I am not a Holocaust denier. I believe the Holocaust happened. I'm just sick to death of hearing about it. Now back to the Muhammad thing. The Illuminati and the group who try to control the world want to rule us through a divide and conquer method. According to Sun Tzu's The Art of War, an enemy is more easily subdued when he is divided. We are the enemy, the people of the world. That includes whites, blacks, Muslims, Asians, aliens, and underground moles. The Illuminati, who want to control the rest of us, want to divide us into war, so that we're more easily controlled, and so we believe that we are still separate from the other groups we've been divided from, even though both sides are being controlled by the Illuminati. You think these Muslim riots are being done by independent Muslims who have a say in what they're doing? Hell no! It's just as bad as the Cronulla riots in Sydney that happened a few months ago in Australia. It's being done by a few agitators who are getting the rest of the population to join them because it looks like a bright idea. Hey, look, just like the Bolshevik Revolution. That's for a different radio show. The riots in relation to the Muhammad cartoons aren't being started by general Muslims. I know quite a few Muslims and Islamic people that think that the riots are a bunch of idiots. What the hell are they doing? Why are they rioting? Yes, it is blasphemy, and it is offensive to Muslims to print images of the Prophet Muhammad. However, don't go around trying to blow things up and kill people. It's just stupid. That's not what a true Muslim would be doing. Muslims preach respect and tolerance and loving other people, because eventually they might become Muslims and they might become your brother. Therefore, don't hate them. It's not part of a jihad. Yes, rebel against oppression of the Muslim world, but do not do it in a violent way. That is not the Muslim way. Both sides are being led by the Illuminati. The American people who are seeing these pictures of those so-called crazed Muslims that are rebelling in the Middle East, they're sitting back and going, oh, what the hell, what's this, what's going on, why are these people doing this, this is just ridiculous, it's only a picture of their prophet, who really cares, why should we do this, why should we care, let's move on and go back to watching the footy. Well, the American people and the Australian people and the people in the rest of the world, including Europe, need to wake the hell up and realize that the media is only showing us the bad side of the argument. There are peaceful Muslims who are rebelling against this as well. Not just the ones who are inciting violence in the cities. There are truly peaceful Muslim activists who want to stop the portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad, as it is offensive. Unfortunately, this brings me to the thing about Holocaust remembrance. The people that control Israel are peacefully bringing about Holocaust remembrance. However, they are being controlled by the same people that control the Australian and the American education systems. So therefore we get to see, as children, we get to hear about the Holocaust that happened in World War II to the Jewish people by the Nazi state. However, if the people living in Israel and the rest of the Jewish community weren't being led by the people that run the rest of the world, known as the Illuminati, we wouldn't be having these problems, because they would be sitting in their own little worlds and realizing that the Holocaust needs to be remembered. However, it doesn't need to be rebelled for and forced to be remembered. Eventually, history forgets things like this, as the reaction to the Muhammad cartoons will eventually be forgotten, as will 9/11. I believe that the Illuminatist state of Israel is using the Holocaust remembrance to gain support and sympathy for Israel, not for the Jewish people. Israel is anything but pro-Jewish. The Jewish people need to reconsider their stance on Israel and what's called Zion, because it is working against their ideals. I'll probably be called an anti-Semite for making this statement. Well, I'd just like to bring up the point that the people that control Israel are anything but Semitic. If you truly knew what a Semite was, by stating that Israel is evil, I wouldn't be anti-Semitic. I would be pro-Semitic. However, people like Ernst Zundel, who have been persecuted for having made statements against the reasons behind why the Holocaust is being forced upon us, or Holocaust awareness is being forced upon us, these people are being locked up for criticizing things. So much for freedom of speech. Well, now I'm getting sick of talking about this topic, so I think I'll end the totalitarian segment of this show for this week and move on to the aliens, UFOs, and other strange phenomena part of the show. Infinite.